Umar? A voice asked suddenly, surprising George Norman, who had his back to the remaining children. The man was not surprised at the language. He knew exactly what the little girl had asked. She wanted to know if her brother was dead. It was just the forwardness and the coldness that slightly troubled the man. But then, they had just been through their own kind of hell, which he could not even begin to imagine.
Yes, I am sorry. He is dead. What was his name?
George Norman replied in the Russian language.
He was my little brother, Makar,
the girl replied.
What's your name? He asked.
Valeria, are you going to kill us now?
The girl questioned. The man was once again taken aback by the tone and directness of her words. No, I am not going to hurt you. You are safe. I will look after you. And my name is George Norman, the man confirmed as he introduced himself. No more words were spoken, and the British man covered up the corpse of the young boy with the blood-stained carpet, while he tried to help the two remaining siblings in any way he could. The boy still had not spoken, and the girl, Valeria, with her piercing blue eyes, just continued to stare at the man, with eyes that appeared to be full of hate, a look that concerned the man greatly. They would need time to recover their strength. The weak children gladly took some water, but they found it difficult to eat much, which was due to their stomach shrinking in their time of starvation. Eventually, they fell asleep on the sofa, as the man was trying to figure out what he should do and what had happened to this family. He pondered on the questions over and over before finally realizing his own exhaustion. Knowing that he would accomplish no decision-making in this state, he allowed the bodily need of sleep to overtake his curious mind. The man lay down on the floor next to the two siblings who were fast asleep on the sofa, and he glanced at the young boy's corpse in sadness, which was now lying on the other side of the room. He eventually closed his eyes and allowed his mind to enter into a state of sleep. As the sun rose, the feeble children woke from their deep sleep, and it shocked the little girl for a while when she opened her eyes. She could see the light. After being locked in darkness for what seemed an eternity, she was finally able to realize that it was daytime. Instead of calm and relief washing over her, she still felt an overwhelming sense of hatred and anger that filled every cell and bone in her small body. She hated that man, her uncle Edward. His words of betrayal and the sounds that ordered the murder of her parents filled her mind constantly, and in the days where she was consumed by darkness, the hatred did not ease. Instead, it grew stronger.